today on 1134 3CS.
The secret to successful farming is good soil management. Plants need food by way of fertiliser. Joining us is InsideTech Pivot's technical agronomist for pasture and cropping, Jim Laycock, to talk about compound fertiliser Granuloc. Jim, welcome to Country Today.
Thanks, Libby.
What are the benefits of a compound fertiliser?
Well, Granuloc itself is a compound fertiliser. So within in a compound fertiliser, there's a balance of nutrients. And in this case, with the Granuloc brand, it's nitrogen, phosphorus and sulphur in Granuloc SS. And Granuloc Z has zinc in it as well. So those nutrients are actually within the granule themselves. So it's not a coated product. It's not sprayed on, but they're actually in that granule. So every granule has that ideal mix of nitrogen, phosphorus and sulphur. And in Granuloc Z's case, zinc as well.
Why is it so important to have a high-quality fertiliser?
Well, the Granuloc range is based on MAP. So it's got MAP quality, and it's also got what we call a high crush strength. So the Granuloc products, as a result of that high crush strength and that MAP quality, they're free-flowing and have even granule sizing. So the even granule sizing is essential to allow more points of contact in the drill row for plant roots as they grow, and there's also lower risk of blockages, there's less stopping and starting at planting, and there's even application down the drill row, as I said, and even crop emergence. They also have good storage characteristics, and they're also compatible with a wide range of blend ingredients if necessary.
And what can you tell us about your current Granuloc campaign? How did it come about?
Well, last year we were unfortunately curtailed with supply of Granuloc Z, in particular out of our North Queensland manufacturing facility, due to a railway washout, and we had to import some product to fill the void. But we did get feedback from our customers that it wasn't as good as Granuloc Z. So we've got Granuloc Z back in supply this year, and customers are asking for it, and we've got supply available.
What's the season looking like?
Pretty much similar over most of the East Coast. Very little summer crop activity, so the focus is now really on the 2020 winter crop. It's an understatement to say last season on the East Coast was a mixed bag, ranging from nothing in some of my area to good results further south. So I suppose now is the time to really think about that soil testing program, nutrient budgeting, and getting that fertiliser program plan underway.
Now, huge areas of the country have been burnt out. What should farmers in those areas be thinking about as far as fertiliser goes?
Well, I think they'll probably get infrastructure back on board, look at their fencing, look at how their stock health is, and then look at what their pasture status is. I know there's some areas, particularly in that southeastern corner of Australia, that have been, those pasture paddocks have been affected by fire. So it would appear that the nutrient status of those paddocks won't be affected too much, so long as the fire wasn't too hot. But I'd still suggest the growers to have a bit of a look at their pasture paddocks, prioritise them in terms of their nutrient status, and if they don't know their nutrient status, they perhaps should be having a soil testing program to establish that. And when we're looking to get those pastures moving again with the autumn break when it does rain, added fertiliser will encourage that early growth.
Jim, great to talk to you.
No worries. Thanks, Libby.
Jim Laycock, InsideTech Pivot's technical agronomist for pasture and cropping. This is Country Today.